Dear Editor, A Tale of Two Metros. Seoul and DC opened their subways in 1974. I rode both for the first time in 1979, when each had about 5 or 6 stations on one line. What a difference 45 years has made. Seoul has built a world-class subway system with over 23 lines and 600 stations stretching over 200 miles, and is now the largest urban train system in the world, while DC has built 5 lines and many consider it to be among the worst subway systems in the world. I have been riding both ever since, and I love the Seoul Metro. I'm glad it has become one of the best subways in the world, but I am very disappointed at the deterioration of the DC subway system. Seoul, a world-class system in 45 years. Since opening in 1974, the Seoul City Subway has grown to be the biggest subway system in the world, with 23 lines and over 500 stations stretching over 200 miles. The total length is approximately 975.4 kilometers, 606.1 miles. It connects many outlying cities as part of one integrated mass transit system. It is fast, efficient, cheap, and safe. Most people in the Seoul metro area live within half a mile of a station. There are 5 more lines being planned and built. By 2025, there will be over 600 stations. They are building 3 lines of express trains buried deep underground called the GDX system. The first line has opened, and the other 2 lines will be operational by 2028. When finished, one will be able to travel from one part of Seoul to another within 30 minutes. The system takes in an annual revenue of $2.6 billion. The total ridership is approximately 2.9 billion passengers annually, with about 7.32 million passengers per day. Signs and all announcements are in Korean, English, Chinese and Japanese. Each subway station has a TV screen for stop announcements. Fare machines operate in 4 languages as well. The cost is modest, about $1 per ride, payable by T-money cards, credit card, or phone app. Subway attendants speak some English and are very helpful and friendly. Every subway stop has clean restrooms, services, and restaurants, with some stations featuring long underground shopping malls. The metro system makes so much money from renting shops, services, and advertising that fares are heavily subsidized. The trains are very clean, safe, and well maintained. Foreign visitors love the system and use it frequently as it is quite foreigner friendly. Ridership at night is strong due to strict drunk driving laws. DC Metro, a broken system. In contrast, the DC Metro has 5 lines and about 125 stations. It is finally connected to Dulles Airport years after first planning to extend to the airport. The system was planned to be a model of modern urban transit, but it has faced numerous challenges over the years, including crime concerns, derailments, financial difficulties, maintenance issues, reliability concerns, and does not connect to many employment and shopping destinations, especially in the suburban areas. The DC Metro's ridership has declined, and it struggles with crime, financial issues, maintenance issues, reliability, and safety issues. The system's infrastructure is aging, and there have been several high-profile incidents that have eroded public confidence. The fare system is more expensive compared to Seoul, and the service is less frequent and less reliable. The DC Metro's annual operating budget is around $4.8 billion, but it still faces financial challenges. The system relies heavily on fare revenue, which has been declining. In contrast, Seoul's metro system is heavily subsidized by revenue from renting shops, services, and advertising, making it more affordable for passengers. Conclusion. The contrast between the Seoul and DC Metro systems is stark. Seoul has built a world-class, efficient, and user-friendly metro system that serves as a model for other cities. Meanwhile, the DC Metro has struggled with crime, financial issues, maintenance, reliability, and safety, leading to a decline in ridership and public confidence. And it does not go to many major employment and shopping districts in the suburbs. To improve the DC Metro, there needs to be a focus on modernizing infrastructure, improving safety and reliability, and finding alternative revenue sources to reduce the reliance on fare revenue. Learning from Seoul's success could provide valuable insights into how to turn around the DC Metro and make it a system that residents can be proud of. Sincerely, John, Jake, Cosmos Aller. Retired U.S. Foreign Service Officer. Gimpo, Korea. 703-436-1402. Author Jake Cosmos Aller at gmail.com. https://world according to cosmos.com. You can submit your letter to the Washington Post by emailing it to letters@washpost.com. Make sure to include your full name, home address, email address, and telephone number for verification purposes. Good luck with your submission. Sent by Copilot. Here's your text converted into a letter to the DC Metro General Manager. A Tale of Two Metros. Dear Mr. Randy Clark. I am writing to share my observations about the stark differences between the Seoul and DC Metro systems. Both systems opened in 1974, and I first rode them in 1979 when each had about 5 or 6 stations on one line. Over the past 45 years, Seoul has developed a world-class subway system with over 600 stations stretching over 200 miles, while the DC Metro has built 5 lines and is often considered one of the worst subway systems in the world. I have been riding both ever since, and I am deeply impressed by the Seoul Metro and equally disappointed by the DC Metro's deterioration. Seoul, a world-class system in 45 years. Since its opening, the Seoul City Subway has grown to be one of the largest subway systems globally, with 23 lines and over 500 stations stretching over 200 miles. It connects many outlying cities as part of an integrated mass transit system. It is fast, efficient, cheap, and safe. Most people in the Seoul metro area live within half a mile of a station. The total length is approximately 975.4 kilometers, 606.1 miles, making it the largest metro system in the world. There are 5 more lines being planned and built. By 2025, there will be over 600 stations. They are building 3 lines of express trains buried deep underground called the GDX system. The first line has opened, and the other 2 lines will be operational by 2028. When finished, one will be able to travel from one part of Seoul to another within 30 minutes. The system takes in an annual revenue of $2.6 billion. The total ridership is approximately 2.9 billion passengers annually, with about 7.32 million passengers per day. Signs are bilingual, and all announcements are in 4 languages. Each subway station has a TV screen for stop announcements in Korean, Chinese, English, and Japanese. Fare machines operate in 4 languages as well. The cost is modest, about $1 per ride, payable by T-money cards, credit card, or phone app. Subway attendants speak some English and are very helpful and friendly. Every subway stop has clean restrooms, services, and restaurants, with some stations featuring long underground shopping malls. The metro system makes so much money from renting shops, services, and advertising that fares are heavily subsidized. The trains are very clean, safe, and well-maintained. Foreign visitors love the system and use it frequently as it is quite foreigner-friendly. Ridership at night is strong due to strict drunk driving laws. DC Metro, a broken system. In contrast, the DC Metro has 5 lines and about 125 stations. It is finally connected to Dulles Airport years after first planning to extend to the airport. The system was planned to be a model of modern urban transit, but it has faced numerous challenges over the years, including crime concerns, derailments, financial difficulties, maintenance issues, reliability concerns, and does not connect to many employment and shopping destinations, especially in the suburban areas. The DC Metro's ridership has declined, and it struggles with crime, financial issues, maintenance issues, reliability, and safety issues. The system's infrastructure is aging, and there have been several high-profile incidents that have eroded public confidence. The fare system is more expensive compared to Seoul, and the service is less frequent and less reliable. The DC Metro's annual operating budget is around $4.8 billion, but it still faces financial challenges. The system relies heavily on fare revenue, which has been declining. In contrast, Seoul's metro system is heavily subsidized by revenue from renting shops, services, and advertising, making it more affordable for passengers. Conclusion. The contrast between the Seoul and DC metro systems is stark. Seoul has built a world-class, efficient, and user-friendly metro system that serves as a model for other cities. Meanwhile, the DC metro has struggled with crime, financial issues, maintenance, reliability, and safety, leading to a decline in ridership and public confidence. And it does not go to many major employment and shopping districts in the suburbs. To improve the DC metro, there needs to be a focus on modernizing infrastructure, improving safety and reliability, and finding alternative revenue sources to reduce the reliance on fare revenue. Learning from Seoul's success could provide valuable insights into how to turn around the DC metro and make it a system that residents can be proud of. Conclusion. The contrast between the Seoul and DC metro systems is stark. Seoul has built a world-class, efficient, and user-friendly metro system that serves as a model for other cities. Meanwhile, the DC metro has struggled with maintenance, safety, and financial issues, leading to a decline in ridership and public confidence. To improve the DC metro, there needs to be a focus on modernizing infrastructure, improving safety and reliability, and finding alternative revenue sources to reduce the reliance on fare revenue. Learning from Seoul's success could provide valuable insights into how to turn around the DC metro and make it a system that residents can be proud of. Sincerely, John, Jake, Cosmos Aller. Retired U.S. Foreign Service Officer. Gimpo, Korea. 703-436-1402. Author Jake Cosmos Aller at gmail.com. https://theworldaccordingtocosmos.com. You can submit your letter to the D.C. Metro General Manager, Randy Clark, by emailing it to smrtrip@wmata.com. Make sure to include your full name, home address, email address, and telephone number for verification purposes. Good luck with your submission. Sent by Copilot. Here's your text converted into a letter to the editors of the Korea Herald, the Korea Times, Chosun Ilbo, and Stars and Stripes East Asian Edition. A Tale of Two Metros. Your name. Your contact information. A Tale of Two Metros. Seoul and DC opened their subways in 1974. I rode both for the first time in 1979, when each had about five or six stations on one line. What a difference 45 years has made. Seoul has built a world-class subway system with over 23 lines and 600 stations stretching over 200 miles, and is now the largest urban train system in the world. While DC has built five lines and many consider it to be among the worst subway systems in the world. I have been riding both ever since, and I love the Seoul Metro. I'm glad it has become one of the best subways in the world, but I am very disappointed at the deterioration of the DC subway system. Seoul, a world-class system in 45 years. Since opening in 1974, the Seoul City Subway has grown to be the biggest subway system in the world, with 23 lines and over 500 stations stretching over 200 miles. The total length is approximately 975.4 kilometers, 606.1 miles. It connects many outlying cities as part of one integrated mass transit system. It is fast, efficient, cheap, and safe. Most people in the Seoul metro area live within half a mile of a station. There are five more lines being planned and built. By 2025, there will be over 600 stations. They are building three lines of express trains buried deep underground called the GDX system. The first line has opened, and the other two lines will be operational by 2028. When finished, one will be able to travel from one part of Seoul to another within 30 minutes. The system takes in an annual revenue of $2.6 billion. The total ridership is approximately 2.9 billion passengers annually, with about 7.32 million passengers per day. Signs and all announcements are in Korean, English, Chinese and Japanese. Each subway station has a TV screen for stop announcements. Fare machines operate in four languages as well. The cost is modest, about $1 per ride, payable by T-money cards, credit card, or phone app. Subway attendants speak some English and are very helpful and friendly. Every subway stop has clean restrooms, services, and restaurants, with some stations featuring long underground shopping malls. The metro system makes so much money from renting shops, services, and advertising that fares are heavily subsidized. The trains are very clean, safe, and well-maintained. Foreign visitors love the system and use it frequently as it is quite foreigner-friendly. Ridership at night is strong due to strict drunk driving laws. DC Metro, a broken system. In contrast, the DC Metro has 5 lines and about 125 stations. It is finally connected to Dulles Airport years after first planning to extend to the airport. The system was planned to be a model of modern urban transit, but it has faced numerous challenges over the years, including crime concerns, derailments, financial difficulties, maintenance issues, reliability concerns, and does not connect to many employment and shopping destinations, especially in the suburban areas. The DC Metro's ridership has declined, and it struggles with crime, financial issues, maintenance issues, reliability, and safety issues. The system's infrastructure is aging, and there have been several high-profile incidents that have eroded public confidence. The fare system is more expensive compared to Seoul, and the service is less frequent and less reliable. The DC Metro's annual operating budget is around $4.8 billion, but it still faces financial challenges. The system relies heavily on fare revenue, which has been declining. In contrast, Seoul's metro system is heavily subsidized by revenue from renting shops, services, and advertising, making it more affordable for passengers. Conclusion. The contrast between the Seoul and DC metro systems is stark. Seoul has built a world-class, efficient, and user-friendly metro system that serves as a model for other cities. Meanwhile, the DC Metro has struggled with crime, financial issues, maintenance, reliability, and safety, leading to a decline in ridership and public confidence. And it does not go to many major employment and shopping districts in the suburbs. To improve the DC Metro, there needs to be a focus on modernizing infrastructure, improving safety and reliability, and finding alternative revenue sources to reduce the reliance on fare revenue. Learning from Seoul's success could provide valuable insights into how to turn around the DC Metro and make it a system that residents can be proud of. Sincerely, John, Jake, Cosmos Aller, retired U.S. Foreign Service officer, Gimpo, Korea. 703-436-1402. Author Jake Cosmos Aller at gmail.com. https://theworldaccordingtocosmos.com. Submission email addresses: The Korea Herald, opinion at heraldcorp.com. The Korea Times, webmaster at koreatimes.co.kr. Chosun Ilbo, letters at chosun.com. Stars and Stripes East Asian Edition, letters at stripes.com. Good luck with your submissions. If you need any further assistance, feel free to ask.